Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rafua Shleima, for Dov Tzvi Ben Chaya, and also for Chaim and Chana Reisel, and for Hershey Yonason and Mordechai Ephraim, Reb Meir Simcha Ben Leah, and Reb Aaron Sor Ben Ramoshe Mordechai. Pasuk says, "Zmiros ha'ilu chukecha beveis magurei." Gemara in Sota Lamed Hay says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to David, "You're calling Divrei Torah Zmiros. How can you call Divrei Torah Zmiros? I'm going to make you be nichshal in something that even kids know." And David HaMelech ended up, when they brought the Aron back from the Plishtim, he put it on an agola, put it on a wagon. And the pasuk says that you put it on the shoulders of the Levim. And David put it on a wagon. That was David's sin. So there are many people discuss this Gemara. What's pshat in the Gemara? We have many sources that the Torah taka is zemer. What's wrong with David calling it zmiros ha'ilichu kecha beveis magurai? Your laws were zmiros for me. What's wrong? We have a Gemara in Megillah Lamed Beis that says, "Kol Hashana Belo Zimra Alav Akasav Omer Nusat Lem Chukim Lo Tovim Mishpatim Lo Yichyu Behem." Can't be Shana Belo Zimra. Tosa says they used to be Shana with Zimra in order to remember their Mishnayis. So they would sing it. Shabbos Kufav Amed Beis Gemara Gemara Zmorta Tehei. Nacha Gemara is called the Zemer. And more hashmor b'zimra ba'alma b'lotzorach, he said it with just a zmira, without a need, but it's called a zmira. Erev in yidches amet beis. Pasuk, the Gemara calls learning a zemer. No sin zmiros b'layla. The Gemara says if you have divrei Torah that's said in a house at night, it's not destroyed. It's called zmiros. Numerous other sources. Meshulam Roth, the great Gaon, has a tshuva about this in Simon Chof Ches, in his Kol Mevasir. You can see there he's Marich B'Kiyus Mavhila. Different sources that say that it should taka be a zemer. So why was David punished? And also everybody asks, what's the Mida Keneged Mida? In the Tosefta and Perek Dalet of Parah, the Rash brings it down. Shimshon Mishantz, that you have to sing. Rabbi Kiv Omer Zamar B'Tadira Zamar. Tzarech Lachzor Amishnaso B'Nakat Zemer Milashin Zmiras Ha'ilichu Kecha. It's called Zemer Milashin Zmiras. Ha'ilichek. He quotes the Gemara, that same pasuk that the Gemara says David HaMelech was punished for. So what's the pshat? We have many Gemaras, numerous Gemaras that say that Torah should be sung. And Rav Rutz is Marich, Avodah Zarah Daf Gimel, Kol Atzik B'Tor B'Layla Chushchel Shemasal B'Yom, Moshchel Av B'Yom. You learn Torah at night. You have a Chushchel Chesed during the day. U'Balayla Shiro Imi. Yom Yitzav Hashem Chazdov Laila Shiruimi. It's called a Shira. Ein Rina Shel Torah Balayla Kumi Roni Balayla. Singing. You have a lot of places where Torah is called singing. So what's the pshat? There's a Maharsha who says that in Erevin, it doesn't really mean to sing it. It just means that the voice should be heard, and singing is heard. There's a Shver Teretz there. You can look there. It is Teretz. You couldn't have used another word. If you didn't mean singing, then say something else. But it says to sing it. And Rav Rutz Teretz is to be mechalek between Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaalpeh. Torah Shebichsav you're not allowed to sing. Torah Shebaal Peh, you're allowed to sing in order to remember it, because Torah Shebaal Peh has to be by heart. Torah Shebichsav is not allowed to be by heart. Torah Doron Shebichsav Yeh Torah Shebaal Baal Peh. And these Gemaras, a number of them, talk about Dafka Lai. At night you should sing it. Night is this man of Torah Shebaal Peh. So you can look there in the Tshuva, Mori Rabbi Shlita, in his weekly Iyun Shir on a Dafyomi Sugya, Yutes Kislev Tafshin Ayin Vav, the Yurtzeit of Rav Menachem Nochem of Tolna, the second Rebbe. He asked a number of kashas and revrot, and one of them was that we have a tosis that says that if you aren't being motzi as a rabbi, dechavasin, you're allowed to say psukim and Torah Shebe, Torah Shebe, Torah Shebe, chsav baal peh. You're allowed to say the written word baal peh as long as you're not being motzi. So what's the problem in being mezamer the psukim to remember them? There's no isser of dvarim shebichsav as long as you're not being motzi others. So this chilik between bichsav and baal peh. The Shver Chilik, he asked a number of other questions. And the Rebbe presented an eye-opening approach based on a Gemara in Shvuas Tesvav Amid Beis that Asur L'Srapos B'Divrei Torah. Someone's sick, you're not allowed to say Psukim in order to bring a refuah. The Rambam paskins this in Avodah Zarah Yid Aleph Halacha Yid Beis, also in Hochas Mezuzah. Ram says, don't use Torah as a refuah. Torah is not a refuah. Call such people tipshim. That's the biggest insult for the Rambam, to call somebody a tipish, even worse than an avarian. Tipish. Torah is not refuah. Torah is higher than refuah. Since Torah is higher than refuah, what did David HaMelech say? It says in the Gemara, Dorash Rava, Rava Darshan is. What's this idea of Darshan? What's this thing? Darash and Omar. Darash L'chor is Barabim. Rava Darshan Barabim. And what did he Darshan? He Darshan that David HaMelech was punished for saying Zmir Tzalichu Kecha. Because he's speaking to the Amoratzim, to the masses who might not understand. And he was telling them that David HaMelech was punished. Because he said Zmir Tzalichu Kecha Beveis Magurai. Beveis Magurai, the Mepharshim say, means in his places of pachad, magor is fear, when his enemies were running after him. So there's a mashmos here that the Torah was being used as a refuah, as a shmira. Beveis magurai. That's a kalas in Torah. So pashat, it means that even though he was running away from his enemies, he was mamish still a rangatan in his mirrors. He was learning, it was geschmack for him. But it could also be understood to mean that there was a problem here. That with David HaMelech, because that he needed to use the Torah. These zmiros dafka beveis magurai. Of course, you're learning bezemer. In many sources, you have to learn bezemer. But to use this zemer as a refuah, as a shmira, that's aser. So how then do we learn for a chola? How do we say tehillim for a chola? So there's a beautiful tshuva about him, laharis nosim. The schus of the learning should be a refuah, not the actual words. So here it could have been nishmat svivav nisra amodah kadosh baruch hu bedak dekim tzaddik of kuchut esayra, that there was a little bit of a kalas in divrei Torah. A Torah isn't a refuah. It's refuah saguf. We know Torah is sach hecher. It's much higher than that. Schus of Torah also brings refuah saguf, but you shouldn't just lower it to that level. That's why Rav Darshan is to everybody. That's why it says in the Gemara, it didn't have to say beveis magurai. It could have just said zmiros ha'lichikecha. But no, Gemara adds beveis magurai, because that was the problem. So taka, when we learn, we should sing it. It should be geshmak, like all the other Gemaras say. But we should know that it's not here for a refuah. It's much, much higher, and that's the midah keneged midah, that he put it on the wagon. So some mepharshim say that he made Torah into zemer. He called it a zemer. He called it something light. It's a song. So you want it to be light. That's a very is. There's no amelus. So he also put it on the agolus. There's no amelus, not carrying on his shoulder. Based on what we're saying, says Mariv Rabbi Shlita, we can give another teretz. That the Torah is Noseas, and the Aron is Noseas Nosev. It carries those who carry it, the Gemara says. So why do they have to put it on the Agola? It carries the ones who carry it. The only reason he put it on the Agola, the reason he made that mistake, is because it showed a kalas in Torah that you need to carry the Aron. So the same kalas, the same lightness, the same lack of respect that one could have understood from David HaMelech's words of Zemiras Hayli Chukecha, that was also expressed in putting it in the Agola. Rav Hudner in his Rishima Slav, Tavshin Lamed Aleph on Shavuos, he discusses this Gemara. And his mahalach is that there are two dinim. There's a din in Amira, what David HaMelech said, and then there's the Hargashas Halev. So Behilchos Sevarim, he said the right thing, and that's why it stays in Tehillim. We still have it in Tehillim, and even according to the mahalach that we presented, it's going to be in Tehillim, just you have to understand correctly what David HaMelech means. He was punished because people might have misunderstood him. But that's not really what he meant, so the Mela, it's not we're allowed to say. Futner says that Bechobas Heivarim, he should have said it, but Bechobas Halavavas, he should have had a reservation. So, but the Kol Torah Zmiris, of Kol Sof, calling the Heilige Torah Zmiris, should have been a Maniyah Belev. He says the same thing about Bechaneni Hashem V'naseini. He asked God to test him, and God tested him, and he wasn't successful. So why shouldn't he have said B'cheni Hashem V'naseini? Because he should have had a reservation. And that pasuk also stayed in Tehillim. We see Al Tavienu Lo L'deini Soyo. You should still have that reservation before you're being tested. Another example, Yer Yoshev V'tainis Chalom B'Shabbos Koron Lo Gzar Dino Shel Shivim Shana. It's gevaldik to have a tainus chalom on Shabbos. On the other hand, you have to fast for that. Because in Chovas Haivarim, you have to fast. It's a good thing. You have to feel a maniyah. You have to have a reservation. Bitoch shelo lishma bo lishma. You're right, you learn mitoch shelo lishma bo lishma. But have a reservation that you're learning. You have to feel something is wrong, a little bit wrong over here. That I'm coming to my lishma from lo lishma. Menachat Sari Tesam at Beis, it says that the bittul of the Torah is the kiyuma or the yisoda. That Moshe Rabbeinu's Shviras Haluchas was miyase the Torah, is mekayim the Torah. Pshat is that's without reservations. So lichatchila. So the Gemara says hachnas is kala, halvayos hameis, asher shavarti, asher koich shavarta, without reservations. So we have Gur Gavaldik and Mahalach. I looked this up in the Otzer HaChachma program and see how many people discuss this pasuk. It's mentioned just in this farm that we have in the Otzer 2,985 times, just about 3,000 times this pasuk is mentioned in this farm there. A lot of discussions, but this is the most beautiful Mahalach I have. You can look this just to see the Bechalal. It's good to learn the Mevaser, the Kol Mevaser of Revrat. We should be Zocha to learn some of the Tshuvas together. B'li Neder, in Birtzos Hashem Darkeinu. He was such a guy, and people don't know him. He was also a Mizrahi, and he was a Zionist. He's a tshuva about Yom Atzmaut and about the Nasi and this. He's got a whole, he's a Nasi. The whole thing, so it's a lot of people who are not like that Mahalach can like Revrat. So that's maybe why in the Haredi world he was never accepted, because he was considering the Nasi a Nasi and taking Yom Atzmaut as a holiday. But that didn't stop him from being a Gaon Olam. Shabina Ruff said that my Rebbe heard from two different people that he graded him higher than the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish was the Yesoda Amud Ha'ro of the 20th century, and that Shabina Ruff felt that he was greater. But the Sashkafas were what caused him not to be accepted in the Olam. But it's definitely kedai to be Mayan in his Sefer and learn from him. So we should all be Zoicha Lilmo Du Lalami Lishma Velasis of the Kaimus Kaldibri Salmatara Sabihava Main Vyamain. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.